welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to stop your horse from fidgeting in halt. Now, there is at least one halt in every single dressage test, and in some there can be as many as three. So it's essential that you can ride a square straight halt and that your horse stands still. Now, if the horse doesn't maintain immobility, then that's a big mark loser. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at how you can stop your horse from fidgeting in the halt. So jumping straight in, the first thing you need to do is to ride a good halt. Because if you ride a good halt, the horse will be engaged and balanced, and he will halt square with each of his legs equally taking his weight. Now, when the halt is unbalanced and the horse's hind legs are trailing out behind him, then he is likely to fidget as he tries to rebalance himself. Now, many riders try to make the halt square by encouraging the horse to take a step forwards, or even worse, backwards. Now, unfortunately, this can lead to the horse expecting to move during the halt, which can cause him to do it every time you stop moving. But essentially, if you ride the halt correctly, and the quality of the work preceding the halt is good, then the horse is more likely to halt square first time, therefore the likelihood of your horse fidgeting is reduced. Now, saying that, sometimes even though you ride a perfectly straight and square halt, the horse can still fidget. And there are many common reasons why horses do this, often with simple solutions. So here are a few of the potential reasons why your horse may fidget during the halt, even though you've ridden a good one. So see which one best suits your situation. So the first potential reason we're going to talk about is tension. Now, for the horse to stand quietly, he must be relaxed mentally. Now, if the horse is shaking his head, snatches at the rider's contact, or is constantly frantically gnawing at the bit in his mouth, then he is most likely tense. So if you can work on relaxing your horse and working on his mental suppleness, you will most likely fix the problem of him fidgeting in the halt. Now, if you need any help with this, we have multiple podcast episodes and articles on our website all about how to teach your horse to relax and improve his mental suppleness. Just use the search feature in the corner. But one thing we would like to point out, just so there's no confusion, is that the horse softly chewing the bit is desirable. It's just when the horse is frantically gnawing at the bit that can show a sign of tension. But a soft chewing of the bit is favourable. Okay, so moving on to the next potential reason, and that's lack of practice. Now, some riders just never practice halting. They simply work their horse, end the schooling session by walking on a long rein to cool down, and then they dismount. Now, that's fine, but the horse doesn't learn how to stand quietly. So remember to practice at least 3 square immobile halts during each training session. Now, this leads us into our next problem, which is anticipation, which is almost comes from overpracticing. So when you are practicing your halts, you need to do them in different places in the arena and for different lengths of time. Because if you always halt at X, or if you always halt for 2 seconds, then your horse will learn to always halt at X and may slow down and therefore not halt square. Or after those 2 seconds is up, your horse will learn to move off automatically. Now, remember that in dressage tests, you're sometimes asked to halt for 4 or 6 seconds. And if your horse can only maintain it for 2 seconds before moving off, then you'll lose marks for the brevity of the halt. So when schooling at home, practice halting for 2, 4, 6 and even 10 seconds so that your horse doesn't learn to anticipate moving off. And remember to ride them in different places in the arena so the horse doesn't anticipate going into the halt and therefore doesn't step under, therefore doesn't step square, and therefore is more likely to fidget to rebalance himself. So the key to solving this problem is to change it up and keep the variety. Right, so moving on to the next potential reason, and this is a rider fault, is that the rider doesn't keep the horse on the aids. Now, many times in a dressage test, the rider gets to the final halt, breathes a sigh of relief, and completely drops the aids. Now, the halt is a movement in itself, so you need to maintain your elastic contact and keep your legs on passively to keep the horse's focus and attention. Now, if you just drop the contact and you take your leg off, the horse will come off the aids. He'll stick his head above the bit and possibly even walk away. Now, the next potential reason for fidgeting is that the rider doesn't sit still. Now, if you wriggle around in the saddle, then you can't expect your horse to stand still. Now, this doesn't always mean in dressage tests. You may sit still at a halt in a dressage test, but if when you are riding at home, you halt and then you stop and talk to your friends and you wriggle around, then your horse will be expecting you to do that type of movement every time he halts. So instead, get in the habit of sitting still every time you do ask your horse to stand. So as you go into the halt, take a deep breath in, and then once the horse actually halts, exhale completely. And that helps to relax you and discourage you from fidgeting in the saddle. So remember to always sit still, deep and balanced in the centre of the saddle. Don't tense your muscles or move until you want the horse to walk out of the halt. Remember that your horse doesn't know when he's in a dressage test. And every time you're riding him, you are either training him to do something positive or training him to do something negative. Now moving on to the last potential reason, and that is that the rider fiddles. So if the horse halts above the bit or comes against the rider's hand in the transition into halt, then many riders will seesaw or fiddle with the bit to try to get the horse back in an outline, although it wouldn't be a correct outline. Now unfortunately, that will only lose you marks. Now if the horse lacks a genuine connection through a supple back to an elastic contact, then he will probably come off the aids in the transition to halt. And the judge can see that, so attempting to fiddle or fix the horse into a false outline is completely pointless. Now also, you might even encourage the horse to step backwards or push his quarters sideways in an attempt to evade your annoying hand, and that will lose you even more marks. So for the time being, it's best to ignore his head and his outline and just encourage him to stand still. And then at home in your training, you can work on achieving that connection through a supple back to an elastic contact so that in future, when he does halt, he will remain on the aids and not come above the bit. So that just about covers some of the common reasons why horses fidget in halt and also how to go about correcting them. Now let's go over some exercises to help you improve the balance in the halt, because that therefore helps to prevent the horse from fidgeting. So the first exercise is to adjust the stride in each pace. Now this keeps the hind legs active and stepping underneath the horse, preventing the hind legs from trailing out behind him, making it more likely that the horse will step under during the halt and halt square and balanced, therefore reducing fidgeting. Now also, asking the horse to change his stride length frequently helps to keep the horse engaged and responsive to your aids. So here's what you're going to do. So firstly, you're going to start in a rhythmic working trot around the arena on the right rein. And then ask the horse to collect the strides for a few steps, possibly every time you ride past certain letters. So for example, you could pick A, E, C and B. And then after every collection, pick up working trot again. Now when these transitions are smooth, you can then ask for a bigger trot with longer strides when you pass each letter. And then repeat those steps a few times. Then you're going to ride a smooth transition into the halt, but make the transition through a collected trot like you did when you were riding past those letters. Now, your horse should make a balanced four-square halt with his hind legs well underneath him. And because the horse is balanced and comfortable in the halt, he won't feel the need to move. So essentially, this exercise is all about pushing your horse on forwards, bringing him back to collect him a little bit more, pushing him back forwards again, and so on and so forth. And all of this is encouraging your horse to step further underneath with his hind legs, which therefore when you come into halt, he's more likely to step under and halt square. Okay, so moving on to the last exercise we're going to talk about, and that is the cowboy halt. And no, it's not a sliding stop. Now, the cowboy halt is a very useful exercise for correcting horses that fidget in the halt. In fact, this exercise is actually used by cowboys in training for their horses to make sure that they stand obediently and quietly, hence the name. Now, basically, this exercise asks the horse to work in short bursts and then rewards him by asking him to stand quietly in the halt. Now, as soon as the horse fidgets instead of standing still, then ride him out of the halt and back into the pattern you were doing, and keep repeating the exercise until the horse opts to stand still without moving. Now, you'll most likely find that you'll need to keep repeating the exercise until the horse obliges, but it almost always works. Now, the cowboy halt exercise is much more effective than trying to discipline or correct your horse in the halt and using stronger aids, because that only really makes the situation worse. Now, the principle of this exercise is that the horse learns it's much easier and less strenuous to stand still than it is to fidget. So the halt becomes a reward rather than a demanding exercise. So here are some of the steps for you. So your first step is to ride the horse in an active trot or canter around the arena and possibly onto a 10 metre circle, say at B. And then go large and take up another 10 metre circle at, say, C. And keep the pace active and forward so the horse really has to work. And then go large and ride maybe another 10 metre circle at E. Now keep repeating the exercise, riding 10 metre circles at intervals around the arena. The idea is to make the horse work hard, stepping underneath himself and increasing his engagement. And then your next step is to ride a smooth transition to halt. Sit quietly and keep your contact light and elastic. Now, as soon as the horse tries to fidget or steps forward or back, then ride him forwards again into trot or canter and repeat the exercise, riding your 10 metre circles, working your horse forward and demanding his total attention. And then repeat that smooth and quiet transition into the halt. Now eventually the horse will understand that standing still in the halt is his reward, and if he refuses to stand still, then make him work again, and then repeat the halt. Now there is an important thing to note with this exercise, and that is that even though you are asking the horse to work hard when not standing still, he must stay free from excess tension. Because if the horse's adrenaline levels rise when you're working him hard and he becomes overly tense, then he will go into fight or flight mode and he will be less likely to stand still. So throughout this exercise, regardless of whether he is standing or whether you are working him forwards, he must still stay free from tension. If that tension and anxiety levels rise, it will be less likely that he will stand still. So to wrap this episode up, if your horse fidgets in the halt and won't stand still, then you will lose marks in dressage tests, especially if the horse steps backwards. Now, generally, horses fidget in the halt because they are unbalanced and they don't stand four square. So essentially, if you teach your horse how to step more underneath his body with his hind legs, then he is less likely to lose balance and fidget in an effort to correct himself. Now, horses that tend to fidget because they can't wait to get going again can benefit from that cowboy halt exercise that demands hard work in return for a quiet halt. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website, howtodressage.com. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.